Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Drive at 5, Football Friday from Mitchell's Tavern in Tonawanda. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Week 14. Cincinnati at Buffalo. Not surprising, really, to think from back before the season that this game would have been interesting and, you know, challenging, I guess. But that 4-8 on Cincinnati, knowing that Burrow missed, I mean, he hasn't lost a start this year. So many of those games, defense a big part of that, might sort of ease the pressure a little bit. Not for you.
No, I think this team is going to do business against the Bills through the air. As excellent as the Bills' pass defense has been, I don't think they've had a test as big as this one. So it doesn't mean the Bills have to lose the game, but I'm just expecting Cincinnati to do business through the air. I just think Burrow, he's not my favorite. I mean, I'd like a guy that can move just a little better. It's not like he's a statue. He's not Drew Bledsoe. But I like the athleticism of our guy more and like Lamar Jackson more. But he is just precise. And I think he's going to get his. So, to me, this game might come down to can the Bills keep up, you know, and maybe if they just keep the ball for 38 minutes or something, you know, it gets that'll be in their favor.
You would take 38 minutes.
Absolutely.
You would take
here today,
37.
I would take 35.
35.
That's as low
it
as I'm going, though.
34.
Too close to half. I respect Burrow and those receivers.
Sal Capaccio with us now on the West Hur Hotline, Bills and Bengals Sunday. How about you, Sal? So it's 4-8. It might look on paper like this is a game that the Bills shouldn't have too much trouble with. 5.5-point favorite. But is it not quite that simple for you?
No, it's definitely not. In fact, I think the Bengals are 8-0 in Burrow's last 8 starts overall, to be honest with you. So, I mean, he matters. Big difference. Yep. Their record is not a reflection of who they are, I think. Now, that's offensively. I just don't think their defense is very good. They've been bad since the beginning of the season. We were told they were really bad in the preseason, and it got really bad right after that. Like, I remember being with Matt Verderam out at the Bears-Bills scrimmage, and he was like, yeah, I went to Cincinnati, and, like, that defense is so bad. And then, like, it started to show up, and they have played a little better lately, there's no doubt. But I think that's where the Bills can do damage this week. I mean, so it could be a high-scoring game, but with the way that both teams actually run the ball, guys, both teams are very good at running the football. We know the Bills have the best rushing attack in the league, but the Bengals have a very good rushing attack as well. The difference is the Bills will lean into that running game. They will have no problem with like a 60-40 run-pass split even more The Bengals want no part of that when they have Joe Burrow. They just want to throw the ball, basically, and then they'll run it once in a while, and they'll be efficient.
So the latest on Darius Slay, which we don't need to spend a lot of time on necessarily, he never did show up. He's been put on a different designation, so he doesn't count against the 53-man roster. There's a report that the Bills have replaced him with safety Darnell Savage, who was with Washington prior to that, Jacksonville, and had played 5 years for Green Bay. What do you know about him? And this is it's over now with Slay, of course.
Yeah, so haven't dug into Savage yet, but he's a player that's played in the league a while. And coming from, Washington, was he there before Dan Quinn? I got to remember because I would say what's the crossover in the system? You know what's funny, though? It's like I thought yesterday a few days ago when they claimed Slay, you know, I said to you guys, I was surprised. I wouldn't have been a surprise if it was a safety, right? And just felt like, okay, like safety, maybe you could add a guy here, but where do you really fit a corner? And then with Jamarcus and how all that went down, it just never felt like it was kind of the right fit. You didn't know why, but this feels more like the fit. But unfortunately, it's the circumstance of doing it after Slay. Now, as you guys know, Bulldog, you brought it up yesterday. This is the outcome that I predicted, that the Bills would put him on what's called the reserve did not report list. When this all started and everything happened and they said he's not going to report, I said, and I went through it today and I broke it down on my show today on the Extra Point show, and I said the most likely outcome here is the Bills are going to put him on a reserve did not report list. What that does is it basically allows the Bills to retain his rights in case he does report. They could, in the meantime, release him at some point, whatever, but he can't just go sign with anybody else. And then he also doesn't count against the 53. It's no different than reserve IR, reserve physically unable to perform, reserve retired. It's called reserve because he's in reserve. He's not on the active roster, and the Bills now retain his rights.
I know we talked about this yesterday, and I did not hear your whole breakdown. I know I saw people complimenting you on it, so I'm sure it was thorough. Well, the one thing that I think I was kind of hung up on yesterday, I know you could not have talked to Darius Slay while he was on the Steelers, but did you find out at all if there, once a guy is on waivers, if that is still considered tampering, or can you reach out and find out, like, hey, we're going to claim you, will you come if we do, or does that still just have to be blind?
According to the CBA, it specifically says teams cannot contact players or their representatives while the player is going through the waiver process. Okay. Now, it doesn't say if that's different beginning of the season for a less than four-year player, but it says waivers. So I'm assuming that's for everything, which makes sense for this reason. Makes sense for this reason, Bulldog, which is the player on waivers is still property of the team who put him on waivers. They still have to clear waivers. It's no different in hockey terms when you put a player on waivers. He has to clear waivers, and then he comes back to your team, and you send him to Rochester, right? And in football, basically, he has to clear waivers. Once he does, he reverts back to your team, and then you can do whatever you want with him, and you can release him. So really, while he's on waivers, he's still property of the other team, which is why you can't contact him or have that.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you for finding that out, because I think that is the only, to me, sort of smoking gun there could have been. Like, if you could have found out, then you should have, and not waived Jamarcus Ingram. But if you're just trying to make your team better, even marginally, then I don't have, you know, it still looks bad, but I don't have anyone to really blame. Other than Slay not wanting to come, and I'm not mad at him. He's 34 years old, and he wants to stay home. Okay. All right, I'm glad that we sort of can close the book on that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, the Bills did what was in their best interest here as far as options and what they could do. And now we'll see if he, you know, I mean, there could be a point in time where the Bills decide, okay, well, this enough is enough. We'll just release this guy and he can go do what he wants. And they could just kind of, honestly, kind of keep his rights in perpetuity, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, all right, well, if you ever decide to play football again, we have your rights. I think at one point they did, you know, do this with Anquan Boldin and put him on the reserve retired list or whatever. And then Anquan wanted to, you know, I mean, if he ever wanted to come back, it didn't matter. The Bills did eventually basically, you know, say, okay, well, we're just going to have you, you know, release you, and then you can do what you want. So I think that was the most likely outcome here, and that's what we got today.
So back to the matchup. The Bills on offense here against Cincinnati. Cincinnati looks like, by the numbers, like a team you could kind of do what you want. So I assume what the Bills want is what we saw last week and have other seen other times this year. Heavy and a lot of James Cook. Try to reduce turnover risk and so on. Any reason to think that that won't be prominent here Sunday?
No, I think that's exactly what the Bills are going to want to do. I think they're going to want to run James Cook. I think they're going to want to keep the ball in their hands. I think they're going to want to keep it out of Joe Burrow's hands. They're going to want to make sure that they kind of, you know, go to their strength. And with their strength is going to also, in the meantime, mitigate the, you know, Bengals' strength. So I wouldn't be surprised today. And by the way, Chase Brown's a good running back. I just, you know, was talking about how they've done a really nice job there of, you know, what they're doing in the run game. I know the over-under's pretty high. This might be a game that gets a little shortened because of the running of each team. But at the same time, you might see some chunk plays in the run game, which sets you up for some scores. So it might be a higher scoring game, but it might not be the way that we see the higher scoring game normally. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, there are a couple things there. I mean, I already mentioned that, you know, I think before you came on, the Bills' pass defense is very highly rated. They've earned that. But I think this is a different level of test. The Bills' run defense has been pretty bad, putrid even, largely this year. They're at the bottom of the rankings. But I feel like that's gotten better the more Shaq Thompson has to play. So, like, I'm not assuming that the Bengals, because they've been running it well and the Bills have been poor looking at the season-long rankings, I'm not assuming that the Bills can't handle a running game. I think they've been different on that in that part of their defense for a couple of weeks now.
No, I agree with you, and it's something we talked about a while ago, guys, or a few times, I guess, recently, which is that the Shaq Thompson, insertion of Shaq Thompson into the lineup has been beneficial to the Bills compared to what they had in Terrell Bernard. And even I hate talking like that because I think it sounds like you're just, like, saying that Terrell Bernard is not a good football player. I don't think that's the case. I just think right now, for what the Bills need, Shaq Thompson is a better fit because teams are running on the Bills and they're smaller athletic linebackers, and the Bills need someone who can go downhill and play more of an old-school type of middle linebacker, and that's Shaq Thompson. And in Terrell Bernard is also dealing with the injury, and he has been dealing. He's out again this week, but that's not the ankle. But he's been dealing with the ankle injury. I think that's been a big issue for him this year, and it's caused him to not be able to fly around as best as he can, so angles are a little tougher. Getting the spots are a little bit tougher to get there as quick as he can. But I think overall, everything considered, the way offenses are attacking the Bills, it just feels like Shaq Thompson has been a better fit. And that has allowed the run defense, to your point, to just be better overall and not allow teams to just get off on it.
Yeah, you know, I know it ends up sounding like we're all down on Bernard. I think if they have their full complement of pieces up front, then Bernard might be more of a fit. Like that the build of their defense is predicated on having that Oliver up there and having the other pieces that they wanted to put in place there, and they've been so thin right from the start. I mean, week one, you know, everybody's there, and by week two, it becomes a revolving door, and then Bernard is dealing with the injuries. Like, I guess I'm saying a lot of words here. I'm not closing the book on Terrell Bernard still being an asset to this team as their middle linebacker moving forward. But for right now, I think the way they're constructed, I think they need the element that Thompson brings.
I agree with you. And I, of course, wouldn't do that either. I mean, Thompson is older. He's on a one-year deal. I mean, I can't imagine it'd be this huge market for him in the offseason. Maybe the Bills want to bring him back, and that would be a fine move. But they just paid Terrell Bernard. He's a younger player. I think that overall, they still love all the attributes that he brings. He is their team captain on defense. So I can't imagine them, you know, moving off of Terrell Bernard. What I could see, and this is a discussion for a few months from now, of course, right? But what I could see is, like, to me, the way offenses are playing these days, maybe Terrell Bernard fits more to be a Will linebacker. And then you draft or insert a more Shaq Thompson type of middle linebacker. You know, because
right.
I think yes, exactly. Milano's contract is up, and maybe if you don't re-sign him, and you know it doesn't look like that would be the case, but who knows? Then that might be where they go with this. You remember, he was a Will linebacker originally. His rookie year, he started that Jets game. It didn't go well. They moved in the middle, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, he's so small in the middle." And yeah, he is a smaller middle linebacker. But I just think maybe down the road, maybe that's something they have to visit.
What's the wide receiver? Because we couldn't not ask you this on a Football Friday, pecking order right now, including Kincaid, I suppose, who is questionable for this game, doubtful again for Palmer. That goes back to Atlanta, right? He got hurt in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Joshua Palmer. Brandon Cooks got a little bit of time. Coleman returned. How do you see, I mean, Shakir, of course. I don't know. What's the ranking importance or by importance or, you know, target share in this game?
Well, I would say this, first of all, that if Dalton Kincaid plays, that means healthy enough to play, I think they just need to feed him because the Bengals have been terrible against tight ends this year. So he's number one, and he's got to be able to play, though. Sean McDermott said today, when I asked him specifically, is the knee injury new or something he's been dealing with? And he basically said, look, in the best way he could explain it, the way he's explained to him, that they were dealing with the knee last year and then early this year. The hamstring pops up, so they're dealing with that. So because of that, then the knee didn't get as much attention maybe, and it started to flare up again. So now they're dealing with both, right? He did practice today again. He's been limited all week. But that's number one. Number two, I want to see what Brandon Cooks has in this game. I mean, he played some last week. He caught that pass from Josh early on. From all indications, he's already, you know, kind of ingrained in everything they're doing, the playbook. He understands everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes big. And then, you know, usually when a team is struggling against tight ends, that means they're also maybe struggling in the slot, which that could be an area where you use Khalil Shakir a little bit more.
Yeah, I wonder about the middle of the field against this team. And so maybe that's even James Cook out of the backfield, too, and Ty Johnson as well when we're talking about the passing game. Yeah, I mean, there's a scenario where the Bills sort of have, on offense, another Tampa game. You know, where it's just there's not a lot of pass rush coming, right? Cincinnati, no Hendrickson. I think Allen, if they want it, not them expecting them to lean into a throw heavy game plan or anything, but I think they should have time to operate.
I agree. Now the Bengals offensive line has actually been better. I think that we have this perception of their offensive line that they're horrible. They can't protect Joe Burrow. You know, a lot of that has been on Burrow throughout the years, right? Burrow's kind of taken some sacks, and you know that's been kind of a knock against him a little bit. He's not the most mobile back there, and he's dealing with the toe. But their offensive line's been better. Their sacks for pass attempts are actually not that bad this year. They've had a little bit of, you know, in and out of the lineup type of thing, but I think they've done a better job to stabilize that. The Bills will not have Joey Bosa. We know that he's ruled out of the game. Bosa and Bernard are the only two that are ruled out. You have Greg Rousseau and AJ Epenesa, by the way. Obviously, AJ Epenesa showed up yesterday with the foot injury, was in street clothes. That's good news. And just so everybody knows, it didn't seem like anything happened at practice. Sean McDermott specifically used the word off hours when we were talking about it. Okay. So I'm guessing something happened at home. I don't know. Did he slip on the ice or, you know, stubbing his toe going down the stairs? I have no idea. But, you know, something happened there.
He's fine.
But they're going to need those guys. They're going to need their complement because, you know, getting some pressure on Burrow and getting move off his spot, so to speak, is going to be important. I don't know who they're going to elevate tomorrow, but my suspicion would be Morgan Fox gets his first action. He's been with the Bills now for several weeks. They have to elevate somebody from the practice squad. They only have three healthy defensive ends right now going into this one, unless they count T.J. Sanders in that role. But I know they don't love using him out there all the time.
Less likely for me than it was a decade ago, but if I came down with a foot injury from home, I stepped on a Lego, probably. on a Lego and then on a stair, and something worse than just ow happened. I don't know if that could have been the case here with Epenesa. Sal, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the game.
All right, guys. You got it. Thank you.
It's our Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
It could still happen.
The Lego
in
thing?
In my house. I mean, because we don't throw things out.
Yeah. I'm in the clear on that.
Margot finds it.
Right.
Doesn't eat it because it's a Lego. Just leaves it somewhere. Then you step on it. The Friday Drive at 5 is brought to you by Northtown Hyundai. Margot's my dog, not my wife or daughter. Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. And by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. And by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Picks next. Sound good?
I am ready.
I think I'm ready. I got to cut one.
Wow, good for you.
We only allowed five, but yeah. I've got six right now. Right.
I'll show you. I know you'll trust me. Sam mentioned he likes Indiana. I had already written Indiana's my pick too. I've been not surprising. I've been riding the Indiana train multiple times this week.
Ohio State. I wasn't taking Ohio State or Indiana, but I heard on BetSweats today Ohio State is the number one public pick, -4. Never take the number one public pick.
I'm going against the room.
So that's probably smart.
I feel good about that.
I mean, the Buckeyes, too, last week. Indiana's crushing everybody, but it's a huge win, like visibility-wise, Ohio State.
Yep.
Be easy to – oh, only four? Indiana, right. Isn't that usually 50-7?
Right.
I wouldn't want to touch it. Back with picks. The Sabres are in Winnipeg. Pre-game at 6. Football Friday from Mitchell's Tavern in Tonawanda today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thing is, that is just the fact that I just got out of Pittsburgh. I don't feel like packing up, moving again. I'm like, bro, I'm 13 years in. Like, I done did it. Now, they would have caught me about 28, 29. I might, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a top organization, man. Yeah. They got a lot of great things going. They be winning. They go to the playoff. They got a franchise quarterback. So, it wasn't a bad fit. They just caught me at a bad time. I told them, you know, I talked to them. It was just like a little neutral talk. But, hey, man, I'm 34, man. I know y'all be watching tape, but I'm trying to relax with my family and kids. I ain't feel like packing up, moving.
Darius Slay. Thanks, I'll pass. Slay says to the Bills. Would he have said that to the Eagles? Maybe he had a place there, so he wouldn't have technically
moved. Yeah, maybe
it
wouldn't have been. He was just there last year, so maybe it wouldn't have been as big a deal.
Watch any of the World Cup draw today? I heard it was long.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I saw Yeah, I saw one highlight that I don't. No. I'm going to stick with no. Sorry, that was a lot more confusing than it needed to be. I saw one highlight.
Ignored it.
I ignored
with
it.
With a purpose.
I was doing other stuff.
What time was the World Cup draw?
That's part of the problem. I thought it was at 11:30 in the morning, and that was not a good time for me. And then around 1 or 1:30, I started seeing evidence that it was going on, and I just thought, I thought it was at 11:30.
There are 12 groups?
Sure,
seems like a lot.
If you say so. Yeah.
We have Group L. I need to catch up on the World Cup.
Yeah.
I missed today. I like a draw. I'll watch a draw, but this one escaped me.
I have watched draws.
The first thing I heard about it was that it wasn't fun. So I just,
right.
Well, I guess I'm out.
Right.
With us now, maybe he watched it, Sam Panayotovic, host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, weekday mornings on the Odyssey app and the Bet MGM network, also the Bet 1520. Although Sam, sadly, for my sake and maybe also Bulldogs, was not on today. Got the heads up last night. I will not be there tomorrow. I like Chris Mack. I've been on with him a few times, but it's not the same without Sam. So what was your reason for being absent, if I may ask?
Oh, that's personal, Mike. I would never tell you why I called off work.
No. Okay. On the air. Okay. Well, nonetheless, you weren't there. But I'm sure you're still completely up to speed here on a big weekend in college and pro football, right?
I have to admit something. I know we're in the trust tree and nobody's listening right now, so like this won't be that bad. I keep betting the Bills to win the Super Bowl. I can't stop.
Yes. Right. You. I'm not even sure it's doubling down. Is it tripling or quadrupling down on this? Well.
No, you go, Sam. I mean, the odds have gotten better the last little while, haven't they? Probably.
Yeah, I bet some 12-1 on Monday, and then I bet some 10-1 on Tuesday, and then I even, like a local guy, didn't give me a good price, but he let me bet like a decent amount. So I bet that at like 9-1. If the Bills actually pull this off, I'll win, geez, it's got to be about 40 grand now.
I told Sam
tasty
that he has moved into the top five people I'm rooting for them for. He's passed a couple. He's right. Passed all my cousins, my parents. not yet my sisters or my wife or my father-in-law. That's the top five. Those
me,
four
yeah.
people and Sam.
For me, Sam, I might slot you. I might slot you just right under my dad. My dad's 92. I'd really like this to happen at some point soon here, because you know. But you're right in there after him.
Awesome, longtime Bills guy, Sammy P. Noted.
Well, Sam, let's hear. I think maybe Bulldog could use it. Maybe a lot of our listeners could use it. It's interesting to me that they've had some lopsided wins, including last week in Pittsburgh. I mean, how many times we've lived our whole lives with this team? Have they ever won a game like that in Pittsburgh? Maybe none. Like, just completely dominant. But I think they're still a hard sell for a lot of these fans, because they don't get the ball downfield and they've had lots of injuries. So how would you allocate your confidence in them from what they are and then also what the rest of the AFC is?
It's a very good question. I think my confidence doesn't stem from this bullish confidence on Buffalo. It's more of a lack of confidence in everybody else. And I mean, I've told you guys for a month now, Kansas City's not making the playoffs. Like, I wholeheartedly believe that. And if you could get them out of the way, who do you like against Buffalo in the playoffs? Like, I don't have an answer for you. So it's, you know, and bookmakers keep telling me the same thing. It's wide open. The AFC is wide open. Well, if it's so wide open, give me one of the best teams and give me Josh Allen, and I'll take my chances. But I really think it's a lack of a dominant team. And, you know, look, if Kansas City gets in and squeaks to the seventh seed, I'm going to be terrified if the Bills play Kansas City like everybody is in Buffalo. But if you do the math and you look at Kansas City's schedule, like if they lose this game Sunday night, it's over. Curtains. And I don't think they're good enough to rip off a bunch of wins in a row, because this team is just not able to run the ball. They have no pass rush, guys. Kansas City cannot get to the quarterback. So I guess the long-winded answer is I believe in Buffalo because I don't believe in anybody else, and I get Josh Allen.
Right. recognizing that, you know, you have to earn respect in the betting market and just from fans with, you know, opinions. Do you think we're disrespecting the top of the conference, Denver and New England?
Yeah, but we also have never seen Bo Nix or Drake May win playoff games. So I think it's fair. You know, it also is happening in the NFC, too. I'm a Chicago kid. I don't respect the Bears. I mean, I think it's a great story, and Ben Johnson looks to be a really good young coach. But then you look up, the Bears are a 7-point favorite at Green Bay, and the Bears are 35-1 to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, the books are saying Denver, New England, Chicago, just not good enough or deep enough or experienced enough to win multiple playoff games. And, you know, I don't have to tell you guys, it's nice to win games in October and November and December, but you got to win games in January. And for young quarterbacks, that's not always easy, guys.
7-point underdog in Green Bay. The Bears. That is a 425 game. That's the game that was flipped with ours.
Right.
This game was originally late and then moved to 1 o'clock, and that game went the other way. With Sam Panayotovich. Sam, so, I mean, I don't know if the Bills are value. You're just loading up on them. You don't like Chicago as a bet. Who do you like? Where is their value in either conference for a futures bet?
Man, I'm so late to this one, and Ostrowski and I talked about it when it was 60-1 in like early October, Seattle. I mean, Seattle to me is one of the most complete teams in the league, and you know, Darnold's just been a different guy since he had that little short pocket with Kyle Shanahan, because, you know, Darnold goes from New York to Carolina to San Francisco, and, you know, he got to work under Shanahan, and then he goes to Minnesota and works under O'Connell. He's just a different quarterback now. But, you know, the price, it's not great, Mike. They're 10-1 to win the Super Bowl now, and they're 5-1 to win the NFC. You know, they were 30-1 to win the conference and 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. So I don't feel like this is a Stephen A. Smith scorching hot take, but, you know, in this NFC, I think it's one of those teams out west, you know, L.A. or Seattle. And you know what's even crazier? When I was on the show in the summer, I think it was Bulldog and Sal, I had Buffalo over San Fran. Guys, if San Fran had any warm bodies on defense, we'd be talking about them to be a Super Bowl team. Like, they just keep winning despite Bosa, Warner, Gross Matos, the rookie from Georgia, Mikel Williams. Like,
yeah,
like
all these guys are hurt. He hasn't been there all year, right? Yeah.
They keep winning, though. They keep winning. If they were healthy on defense, they would be a legit Super Bowl contender.
Doesn't anyway. Darnold last year, like the flame out week 18 and then in the playoffs, give you some pause about Seattle?
Oh, 100%. But again, like, if you ask somebody in Vegas who makes odds or books bets and you ask them to rank the top 10 teams, they'll tell you that the number one team, which most people would say the Rams, the number one team and the number 10 team, New England right now, the gap is like 2 points on a neutral. So that speaks to the wide openness, if you will, in this league. I mean, here's a question. Who's winning the Super Bowl? I don't know. Like, obviously, I bet Buffalo, and I've already buttered my bread that way, but I think it's never been more difficult to pick a Super Bowl winner in the month of December in years.
What did you think last night, both of you? So I was worried about Dallas. Like, I'm watching – I picked Dallas. I didn't bet him, but I was hoping for Dallas. Prescott MVP – more interesting playoff race if they win. And the game gets going, and even though they were in it, I'm like, you know what I just thought of? Dallas never wins this game. Prescott, Dallas, they never win this game. What was I thinking? How did I not think of that?
I thought when it started, it looked to me like Detroit could not block Dallas, protect Goff, like, especially in the middle. I thought, like, wow, Dallas is going to eat here. Like, they're killing these guys up front.
But that went both ways.
Right, and then it went away. Like, Detroit, they fixed whatever that was schematically, or their guys just started winning. I don't know. But, man, I thought Dallas looked unblockable. Detroit, sure, Hutchinson. I thought that was the biggest swing in the game. When it started, I thought Detroit was really in trouble, but they stabilized quickly.
So that's it for Dallas now, Sam?
They're 120-1 to win the Super Bowl. The books are saying that's it. They're 8-1 to make the playoffs. I'm not betting it. Are you?
No, I saw 9% last night. What would have to happen? Both conferences, the wild card, traffic is pretty thick. You'd have to have Philadelphia just completely nosedive here at this point. Sam, how about championship Saturday in college football? What's your favorite?
So I like Indiana. Understand why these guys did bet a lot of the better numbers. They bet 6, 5.5, 5, and now 4.5 at a couple books in Vegas. I do like the Indiana side. I think their offense can actually – they can challenge Ohio State vertically and horizontally. And as good as that defense has been, Ohio State hasn't really played a good offense all year. And Indiana has a Heisman-caliber quarterback in Mendoza. They can run the ball. They went into Oregon and whooped. I mean, it's a good football team. So I do like Indiana. But if you want to get weird with me, guys, Mercer is playing South Dakota tomorrow in the FCS. Oh, buddy. Oh, don't you know. Mercer is a 5.5-point favorite, and they're going to win by 2 touchdowns tomorrow.
Your guest, was this yesterday? Was this the minute I heard yesterday, Shea and Irving? It was like Montana, Montana State, Mercer. You had Mercer. There was one more.
And he had North Dakota State, I think,
right,
against
Illinois State. That's it. We're parlaying those four picks. Mercer, North Great. Dakota State, Montana, and Montana State. Is this something I can do?
I am taking
in New York.
Notes.
Is any of those teams, New York teams, the Montana teams, are those New York? Is this allowed?
I think you're clear.
All right.
Did you just ask if Montana was in New York?
Well, I thought Montana State might have been in New York. It's a big state. But I guess no. Bulldog is shaking his head no, and maybe he's shaking his head for more than one reason. No, that's good. Mercer is in Georgia, I believe. I know the hard ones more than I know the easy ones.
The ones with the state's name in the name of the school.
Yeah, those are tricky. Those tend to trip me up.
Yeah.
North Dakota State is North Dakota. All right, Sam. Any questions for us?
I'm just perplexed by this. Is Montana in New York? I'm so rattled
I'm
right now.
Kidding.
I don't know what to do.
I was just kidding.
You haven't been working with us long enough, Sam.
It was a joke. I love my maps.
It happens all the time.
I love my maps. No, sorry to confuse you. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right, guys. Always fun. See ya.
Sam Paniadovic, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon on the BetMGM Network and the Bet 1520, also the Odyssey app. He really didn't know that I knew that. Okay, well, I guess I deserve that.
He did take the day off of work today.
I guess I deserve it.
I'll just throw that out there.
There's three, I believe it's only three, but three Division I or FCS football teams in New York State that are not going to show up on your app. Syracuse, Buffalo, and Army. I think that's the whole list.
Okay.
But a lot of things have changed in college sports, so maybe that's old news. Maybe there's some new school. Montana, for instance. Maybe there's some new school that I should know about. We're going to talk to Theo Greminger in about half an hour or a little less, get some fantasy intel for Week 14. There's a lot. Odunze out. London out.
Ooh, that's official.
Yes.
Odunze out. Wow.
Harrison out again. Murray out for the year. They're not even bringing him back.
You did see that coming a mile away.
Daniels in for Washington.
That's kind of a surprise to me. Anyway.
So there's a lot of stuff there. You can reach us at 803-0550. We're at Mitchell's Tavern. Might be easier to reach us here on Sheridan. No, that wouldn't be easier.
You can still call. A couple of good spots just opened up. Come on down.
Right.
Get some beef, get some beer.
We have the Sabres tonight in Winnipeg, pregame at 6. Sal Capaccio will join us at 5 for the drive at 5. We'll do picks after that. Sorry to bounce around on you there. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.